Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about how we can fix our bad spending habits. If you recall in a previous podcast and post, the median retirement account savings of families ages 32 to 61 is only $5,000. This is as of 2013. So, okay, maybe it's risen to $7,000 due to the market. But think about that, folks. $5,000 is the median savings of all families. Now, the mean savings of all families is closer to $96,000, which is much better. However, that's obviously weighted up by the wealthier people in this country. Now, the median savings for families with retirement savings is also better at $60,000. But $60,000 is not going to cut it if you want to retire by 60, 65 years old and live comfortably for the next 20 to 40 years. We all know that Social Security is only going to pay out about 70% if the system continues to go on without any fixes. So yes, there is an income problem since income really isn't keeping up with inflation over the past 10 years. But there is definitely a spending problem here in the United States due to credit cards and the ease of credit for consumers. And I think the spending problem is really what gets more people in trouble than the income problem. We all know very wealthy people who continue to live paycheck by paycheck because they can't control their impulses, they can't control their urges, and they keep spending everything they make. And spending more than you earn is the cardinal sin in personal finance. So I want to help fix that. And I've got the proper, most effective solution that I can think of. And it's called the 10X investment consumption rule to fix your bad spending habits. Now, before I explain to you this rule, it's a very simple rule. Let me share a comment from a reader in my post called "Here's When You Know You're Not Yet Rich." The post talks about me wasting 2.5 hours of my life because I was unwilling to spend an extra $100 to fix my cracked iPhone screen due to sunk cost fallacy. So here, Nate's comment inspired me to come up with this consumption solution. And I'm always trying to think of solutions because otherwise we're just talking and not doing much of anything. So he says, "Apple continues to be really, really good at social engineering sheeple to buy their products and services. It has perfected marketing and social engineering. Its users are willing to buy overpriced phones that require overpriced dongles and overpriced support. And even when the users get kicked in the gut, they'll continue buying Apple over and over again. It's irrational. It's also great social engineering that you fell for." Okay, so he's talking to me. So basically, he's insulting me. So I agree. I am a sheeple for using Apple products. I fell for their marketing and social engineering because I realize their products are so much more expensive than generic PC products. Everybody knows this. But because their iPhone was quite revolutionary when I first got one in 2008, and because Apple built an ecosystem of apps that made their software and hardware easy to use and integrate between a laptop and a mobile phone, I just stuck with it. So every, let's say, 2 to 3 years, I'd buy a new phone. Of course, it's a business expense because I run my business on the mobile phone and on my laptop. And unfortunately, over this time period, their products seem to have worsened in quality and their customer support has declined as well. So going to an Apple store really is kind of like going to the DMV nowadays, which is quite a nightmare because it's such a zoo and it's quite disorganized. But after the comment, I realized one of the reasons why I keep buying Apple products is simply because I've owned Apple stock since 2008, and I love supporting companies I invest in. The first iPhone came out on June 29th, 2007, and I was a skeptic just like this guy who was commenting. I'd been a heavy BlackBerry user since 1999 and couldn't fathom a buttonless device being good enough for work correspondence. Some of the emails I had to write on my BlackBerry were extremely lengthy. We're talking, 500 words due to the amount of research analysis I had to provide to my clients while I was on the go. But after a year had passed, I decided to give it a shot. And after a couple of months of giving it a shot, I bought $10,000 worth of Apple stock. And over the years, I've ended up buying over $100,000 worth of Apple stock that has since provided a healthy return, as the stock is now near all-time highs. Just look at the chart since 2008, and it's done very well. And during this time period, my overall net worth increased as well, as I hope yours has as well. So I can basically frame all of my family's Apple product consumption of iPhones, MacBooks, and iPads as free since 2008, plus a profit thanks to my returns in Apple stock. So the 10x investment consumption rule simply states that before you buy any product or service you don't need, you must first make an investment return equal to at least 10x the cost of such product or service. First example, an overpriced mobile phone. Let's say the iPhone X for $1,000. That's crazy. So to be able to spend $1,000 for an iPhone X, you must first make a $10,000 return on Apple stock. You can also make an investment in Apple's many downstream component suppliers as well as an alternative. So if you follow my rule, you'll need to review your existing liquidity in order to determine how much you can afford to invest. You're going to have to go through your risk tolerance and your asset allocation. You might even have to run a cash flow analysis to see how long you need to save before you will come up with the investment capital. After your review, if you discover you can't afford to invest, how can you afford to buy a $1,000 phone? If you've only got $10,000 to invest, you realize, hey, you'll need to return 100% to be able to afford a $1,000 phone. Therefore, you probably cannot afford the phone. Such a time delay will make you think three times before buying something you don't need. But let's say you have $100,000 to invest. It might be much easier to make a 10% return to afford a $1,000 phone. And since you have $100,000 to invest in one stock, that must mean you have much more behind, which means you absolutely can afford to splurge. And that is the beauty of this rule. The goal is to transform you from a consumer mindset to an investor mindset. Example number two, basketball sneakers for show. So I'm a sneakerhead. I don't know if you guys know this, but I love collecting all the retro Jordans and Andre Agassi's and the Bo Jacksons because these are all the shoes that I wanted when I was a kid, but I couldn't afford them. So if you want to own the latest colorways of the Jordan 3, Jordan 4, Jordan 5, and Jordan 6 shoes, the total cost for this box set might run you, let's say, $900. Before you waste money on basketball shoes you'll just use to walk around in and not play basketball in, you've got to return at least $9,000 in Nike stock. I swear to goodness, every time I go to a Foot Locker or Nike store when a new Air Jordan Retro drops, there are lines out the door filled with teenagers and 20-something-year-olds who are the poorest demographic. These guys are not wealthy, and because of their consumption habits, they're probably never going to be wealthy. So by spending several hours researching Nike stock, for example, Air Jordan consumers will understand more about how businesses run and how much they mark up their products. Sometimes they might discover some products are at a 90% gross profit margin, which makes you stop consuming because you don't want to feel like an idiot, right? Other times you might be like, well, gosh, if you can make a 90% profit margin or a 50% operating profit margin, I'm going to start my own business and compete away your margin and get rich myself. That is a great way of thinking. That is how wealthy people get rich, by seeing opportunity, competing, and building a better product. Example number three, European vacation. So instead of driving an hour and spending $10 on gas, you just have to fly to Santorini during the peak summer months for, let's say, $1,000. The trip is going to be awesome for your Instagram and Facebook profile, so of course you've got to go. The 10x investment consumption rule means that you'll have to make $10,000 in an airline stock like United Airlines. That's no easy task since the airline industry is a very capital-intensive industry and oil prices are moving higher, which cuts into profitability. But that's the whole point. By the time you finish researching and investing in your favorite airline stock, you'll understand how to measure available seat miles, revenue per available seat mile, cost per available seat mile, break-even load factor, and earnings sensitivity to a dollar in oil price change. Or maybe you might want to do some research on TripAdvisor to figure out when the slow season is to find the best deals for Santorini. After all, you're going to have to spend more money on lodging, food, and entertainment. And again, this is the point. You're getting educated on how businesses work. You're getting educated on investing your money and taking risk. So some of you might be wondering, well, what about a car? Everybody loves cars in America. I can't possibly make 10x return from an investment in order to be able to buy a car. Well, that's fine because I already have the 1/10th rule for car buying, which states don't spend more than 1/10th of your gross annual income on the value of a car. And then the biggest expense is the house. where you shouldn't spend more than about 3 to 4 times your gross income on a house. And if you look at various expensive coastal cities, that multiple is out of whack when you compare the median home price to median income. I mean, we're talking like 10x, 15x, 20x. So clearly a lot of these cities are in bubble markets right now. I hope everybody adopts the 10x investment consumption rule to fix their bad spending habits. Having a savings plus investing mindset will always ensure that you make enough money before spending. Think about it. You cannot buy anything you don't need until you invest in the company that builds that product and you make 10x the cost of that product or service. If you can do this, you will never go broke. Instead, you'll likely grow rich beyond your wildest dreams. Thanks so much, everybody. I'd love to know what are some consumption rules you follow to keep your spending in check.